Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm in my mum's car. Vroom, vroom. Get out me car. Aww.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
Talking about things that other people are talking about.
I went a little bit Miss Rachel on that.
Yeah, you've been indoctrinated, I think.
I don't talk to adults from Monday to Friday. And then Saturday or Sunday.
My friend Caroline was saying her boyfriend, Peter, I don't know, well, she's not going to care about me saying this, but like they have his nephew, but her boyfriend is basically like, can mimic Miss Rachel so much that he'll like do the impression for the nephew, and the nephew is like as transfixed as he would be if he was watching actual Miss Rachel.
It's called parentese.
It's like the parentese.
Yeah, it's like the way the tone of voice you speak to babies in, that's like way higher pitch, and that's why babies respond better to women than they do to men, because they like prefer higher pitched voices, and that's why you have to be like, hello.
And how also are because you? We're doing the right thing by teaching the youth of the generation not to respect men.
Yeah.
Incredible work. Welcome back to Bandwagons. For anyone new or old, so happy to have you here. If you missed us last week, we were over on Patreon. That's where we'll be every second week now with the bonus content. So if you want to join us over there, it's patreon.com/bandwagons. We were talking about being President Michael D. Higgins. We had a ball. We had a laugh.
It was pretty funny.
Good fun. It was pretty funny. And the videos are over there too, if you want them. We have a different topic this week. Before we get into all that, how was your week and your bank holiday weekend, Breed? We are recording this slightly in advance, so some of it won't have happened, but I'm sure you can make something up.
But I'm trying to think now. What did I do this week? What did I do? That's like interesting. Shag all, to be honest. We did some Moo music on Wednesday. We went to music class, me and Nora. And then we went to Kids Zone on Friday. What did we do? Oh, I went to a match. Mark started back playing hurling. So we went to watch that yesterday.
Very good.
That was good. We got a lot of outside time because the weather was nice.
Is there a particular instrument she's like gravitating towards?
She loves the maracas.
Okay.
But all babies do.
Okay.
So we were testing it out. Normally she does baby moo, which is like from 2 months to 1 year old.
Okay.
Which was great when she started because she was like 6 months when she started. So she was perfect age. But now she's 11, almost 11 months, and she's like the biggest in the class. So I tried her in like the next age up, which is like from 2 months to 4 years. Like it's mixed moo. This is going to be so boring for people who don't
mixed
know this.
Mixed moo.
Yeah. And then there's like mini moo or something. And they're like 2 to 4 years. So she can't be in that one. So she's in the mixed one. And I was like, this will be grand. It'll be like toddlers and babies. And she'll like, it'll be fine. But we went and there was literally like her and like four toddlers just running around. And she's just like sitting on the floor like looking. But she loved it. She was like dying to get up. She started walking this week. Sorry, that's a big one. Or was that, did I say that?
I feel like you should have led with that as opposed to the maracas.
She's really,
Is she flat out now?
She's pretty flat out. She's still like not fully steady. Like she can't really walk like down the street or anything, but she can walk
well,
across.
I would hope not.
She can walk across a room like kind of wobbly, but she's doing it. She's very determined. She just kind of decided one day she wanted to walk, which is how she's done everything. She just goes, oh yeah, I'll do that now. And then she just gets up and does it.
I wish I had that motivation.
Oh, she's definitely...
I love the way...
Worst combination of me and Mark. That she's like super determined to do things like Mark and then so cranky if
stubborn.
She can't do what she wants. Yeah, so stubborn like me.
Yeah, so. Enjoy that when she starts going out. I love the way you were like, this is going to be so boring to people. I'm about to talk about my house and painting my house, which is...
Ooh, like, literally watching paint dry.
Yeah, literally listening. You're not even watching. You're listening to me talk about watching paint dry. We got our ensuite done, which I've been talking about on Instagram, and we did the whole thing. Okay, this is for anyone. This is Fionnuala's advice corner about houses, right? If you buy a house and you're planning on, like, you know you have one room that you're, like, specifically, like, doing up and it's probably going to be a bathroom, and say that bathroom, like, isn't tiled already. So when we moved in, we got the entire house painted, which was one of the things I would also recommend. Definitely worth spending money on, because I cannot be fucked. And people were like, would you not have painted it yourself? Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
Sorry,
we waited
no.
a week. We waited a week before moving in here, or maybe two, just to get the whole thing painted.
Yeah, it's so... so worth it. Like, if, and I don't know what the prices are now. They're probably even more extortionate than when we moved in terms of like getting people to paint it, but it was one of those things where like, I do not regret it, I would pay it again. But we got every room in the house painted. So we got our sitting room, which you can see here, the beautiful blue, and you see it in everything pretty much. And then we just went like kind of off-white everywhere else, and then we went green in the bathrooms, because the bathrooms aren't like fully tiled. So that's the ensuite, and that's our like the master bathroom. But we knew we were going to have to get the ensuite done. So we shouldn't have gotten the ensuite painted. So the ensuite is done now. But like, obviously there were bits where they had to like replaster and stuff. So there were patches that needed to be repainted. So I took that upon myself to do, which on paper should have been like, I don't know, like, again, not to diminish or undermine the work of painters. I was like, this doesn't, I don't want to say it doesn't seem that hard, but like, it seems like foolproof.
The little patches you had to do seemed pretty foolproof, because I saw them that day and you were like, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen them. Yeah, you've seen them, right?
It wasn't a huge job, I wouldn't have said.
It's not like, it was like two small sections of wall, and then like where the backsplash was in the sink, right? But like, and I don't want to talk shit about them, because otherwise the job they did was really good, but I think they were in a rush, and I don't think they like... kind of properly replastered some of the areas, because I like did the thing, like I sanded it down, I painted, sanded again, painted again, and like some of the patches are still like, I think they need to be replastered, and now I'm like, I don't know how to fucking plaster.
Does plaster not take ages to dry or something?
Well, like, that's the thing, is are any of our bandwagon listeners plasterers? Can we please get in touch? bandwagonspodcast@gmail.com. I need to get her back. I need to ask her. I was asking Paul, who I did the Relove My Space with, Life at Number Two, and he was like, yeah, that needs to be refilled. And I'm just like, but it's just another job for such a, like...
But you could refill that.
Anyone who's watching the video on Patreon will know the size I'm making now, but like, it's this, like, width of an area. It's fucking tiny. I just want to be able to use the bathroom. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm having one of those weekends where it's just like... Obviously,
you can still use the bathroom. I think you're being a bit dramatic.
I know, but like, you know, like, I'm masking everything off, and then I'm painting, and then you're waiting for the paint to dry, and just like all these shitty fucking bitty jobs that I'm just like, do I get on to a man who painted the house initially and just be like, I'll pay this.
No.
Can you fix this?
You
like,
can
because
do
it just looks like shit.
Use a little bit of polyfiller.
Yeah, maybe, I think.
You just get it in the hardware, just, put a little bit of polyfiller.
The whole thing is just, I'm just having a whole thing of like, why is my house fucking like just manky dirty all the time?
No,
it looks like this, and it's never going to be finished. And also, I tried to clean
the house
this weekend, and I did that fucking wrong as well. And now I'm like,
no,
I just don't feel like this life was for me. Like, you know,
the thing with houses is there will always be something. You will never be finished building a house, or like growing or whatever the fuck, doing up your house, fixing up your house. It'll never be finished. I have a list. We're in a year now, and every like all the stuff we needed to do last year is done, but now. This year, there's a whole other like list of stuff. Like, we need to paint the garden fences, and like, I need like roller blinds for Nora's room because it's too sunny to put her down. Like, which wasn't an issue last year because she was a newborn; she just slept all the time. Like, there'll always be something.
It melts my brain. Anyway, that was me. And I'm also in one of those moods where I like want to throw out everything I own. Like there's too much shit in my house. Like there's too many things. And I just need to kind of like incinerate it or something. Obviously, I wouldn't do that. Sustainability, all that. But, you know, like there seems to be no other option other than like firing it into the sea or something. I just want it.
Could you not do like a free cycle? Is there not, surely there's a
free cycle. No, that is what I'm going to do. But I just like look. Do you know what you're looking at initially? And you're like, it's so intimidating. Yeah, I'll send you pics of a few of the bits I have.
Did you get Hamilton tickets?
No, I got invited to the press breakfast, but I didn't go. It was very early.
Yeah.
It was like 8 o'clock and it was in town. Like, I'm not about that life. You got tickets. You're very excited.
I got tickets. Some lovely listener sent me their pre-sale link. I don't know if I'm going to get arrested for saying that.
Why would you get arrested? We have such nice listeners. The lovely emails we got this week.
A few people did. I literally put it up for like 5 minutes. I was like, how do I get pre-sale? And someone, like three people sent me their link straight away. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Which I then sent on to my family and they all got tickets as well. So it definitely, and then anyone that wrote to me was like, how do you get pre-sale? I just sent it on to them as well. I was just like, share the love. But yeah, I got them. And I was kind of like, why is everyone panicking over this? Like it's like a 12-week run or a 10-week run. So I was like, oh, I'll be fine. Like, I'll just get them Friday morning. Like, it won't be a big deal. But then, because I was looking at them Thursday and I couldn't. You know, the pre-sale, like, you're never really sure what section of seats they've blocked off to go on general sale. And I really had it in my head that, like, all the middle seating in the stalls was for general sale. And I love sitting in the middle.
But surely they can't organise it like that. That makes no sense.
I don't know. But, like, every set of tickets that was coming up for me was on the edge of a row.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And I was just like, oh, I don't know. And then I just ended up getting tickets and I was like, for like one of the Friday nights, and I was like, grand, I'll just take them. And then when I was thinking about it, I was like, the edge of the row is actually nice sometimes that you don't have to be like cramped up because those, like the leg room and stuff isn't great in the very centre of a row.
Or when you have to get up to WAS and you're like,
yeah, or just people everything. Like, yeah, just.
Or people disturbing you.
Yeah. So I just went with the edge of a row and then I was glad I did because the next day it was fucking absolute pandemonium and I went on just to see like what seats were left and all. There was absolutely like the very tip top of the theatre left and for like the Fridays and Saturdays and like I probably could have gone on a Tuesday but I was like, oh no, we'll just go on a Friday. It's like a month before my wedding as well, which seems like a long time away.
When I was seeing everyone post, I was like, and it was like first thing in the calendar for 2024. I was like, that is so far away.
A year and a half, like crazy.
But everyone, like, I didn't see anyone who like didn't get tickets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't see anyone having a banger over not getting tickets. Everyone.
No, they're still on sale and they're still like, I think all the weekends are almost so completely sold out.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
And then, but like, there's like, you could easily get good seats for like a Tuesday or Wednesday or something. But like, I know that's hard for people who are traveling to see it. And they were like, well, I paid like €100 each for those tickets. And that is when I remember back to, I saw it on the West End with the original West End cast. And I remember paying like 110 for like the third row or something, like really, really good seats in the West End, and remember paying like 100 and something and thinking it was like absolute like extortion for a musical ticket. But like, cause you live, everything's gone up.
Cause you live indeed. The driving test.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about it. This was inspired slightly by a TikTok that I had go viral, which is an embarrassing thing to say at 27 years of age. But I did that trend that's like, for anyone who's unfamiliar, there was a trend going around where it was like, you share two pictures and it was like me on my wedding day and the first picture is you kind of looking like, it doesn't have to be a picture of you, but it's like a picture of someone looking rat-arsed. And people were using pictures of Maddie from Euphoria. So like when she was like in a hoodie and stuff and not wearing any makeup. And then the second picture is like me at the downfall of, and then you filled in like whoever. So like your ex-best friend or like your ex-boyfriend, whatever. And it would be you looking like glam and like Maddie's wearing makeup and stuff like that. So I did a video and it was like me on my wedding day and it was that Bratz doll that's like all bedraggled, like the meme Bratz doll. And then the second picture was like a glam Bratz doll, but the caption was me at the downfall of my like driving test instructor. And people in the comments went off and people were just very cross. And then someone commented, because in the caption I was like, yeah, all six of my driving test instructors, lol. And then someone commented and was like, if you do the test that many times, you shouldn't be allowed to drive. And you know what? They're right. I don't actually really think they're wrong. I don't think I should be allowed to drive in a lot of respects.
The only time I went to Fadula's house recently, She wasn't there, so it was me and Keane.
You cannot, do not say this on mic.
Fadula like, was like, oh, I'm just getting my nails done. I'll be there in a few minutes if Keane's there or whatever. So I went in and had tea. Me and Keane were having tea in the kitchen. And Fadula comes in, like, flailing her arms, being like, okay. So I swear I wasn't over the line, but there was a bus and I was too far ahead of the bus. Like, and then the bus couldn't turn. So I backed into the car behind me and I might have tapped it, but it drove on. So everything's fine. It wasn't my fault. And I was just like, oh, God.
Look, he was behind me long enough that he has my insurance details and I would not, I'm not going to crib about it, but I did, okay, when I say I backed into him, like I didn't, not at speed, not at forks, but
no,
I
like
did,
just trying to get out of the way of the bus.
There was contact.
I did that when I was pregnant, when I was like 8 or 9 months pregnant. I was trying to park at the post office and I remember pulling into a space and then, or I was like waiting for a car to pull out so I had more room, and then as that car pulled out, like someone else drove right in and right up my hole, even though there was like loads of space behind them. And I was like, oh, all right, they just made this like a nightmare for me. So I was trying to park and I ended up like backing into the front of their car while they were sitting in it. And then I just sat there for ages and I was like, oh God, what do I do? And I was waiting for her to leave. And then I was like, all right, I'll just pretend I didn't notice. And I just got out of the car and just started, like walk into the post office. And the girl got out of the car and she was like, you just hit my car. And I was just like, did I? And then I had like this big, like I just swung the bumper in and she was, I was just like, oh, sorry. And then I just turned around and I was like, just go. But like I knew I didn't do any damage. It was just like she parked too close and there was so much space, which still doesn't make it right. But I barely tapped it. So there was no damage. And she, once she saw I was pregnant, she was like, okay, this is not a fight I want to have.
There you were able to play the baby card.
Yeah.
Baby bonus.
Yeah, I got that.
But sorry, this episode was also inspired by, well, I just thought it'd be a funny thing to do, but then you had a story from Mark doing his test that I, are you allowed to share?
Yeah,
I
need to
share if you are allowed because it's funny.
He tells it really often. He has been a tattooed guy for many years. Now, Mark is driving, he passed at like 17. He's driving a long, long time. So, yeah. And he got his first tattoo when he was like 15 or something. Crazy. So he had like tattoos doing his driving test. I think it was his second time, I'm not sure, maybe his first. And he did the test or whatever and he came back and the instructor was like, oh, that's talking about his tattoo on his arm or leg or something. And he was like, do you have any others? He was like, yeah, I have one on my chest. And they just kind of looked at each other. Mark was like, do you want to see it? And your man was like, yeah. And then Mark took his top off for the driving instructor. And he was just like, okay, you passed. So he likes to say he took a step off for his driving instructor and then he passed his test.
He fancied him, like.
He definitely did. And he said the man wore a scarf because he, I don't know if that makes any difference, but he was like, the man was wearing a scarf, Breed. He fancied me. Because he wasn't like,
oh my God.
He wasn't like some other like tattooed muscle man. He was like a man who was just like, oh, show me your tattoos.
He loves a bad boy is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He saw Mark and he was like, here's my,
it's the male version of me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing a scarf.
You, and sorry, when I suggested doing this, you were like, you probably have six or seven stories given you did it. It took me 7 goals to do my driving test, hence the story at the start. Doesn't really sound that surprising now. But I don't actually, like, I cannot remember anything that happened in the middle because they're all just a blank of, like,
you weren't
pure
well. You did
anxiety.
Not.
I respond well. It's the most stressful situation, I think, if you are already someone who gets very, very stressed and who puts a lot of pressure on themselves to like do well and pass. So the first test I did in Cork and I knew I was never going to pass, right? And that driving test centre is in Wilton, whatever, blah, blah. I don't really remember anything about that. It was kind of just like, lol, we'll see. Because at that point, my car was down in Cork and because they didn't want, there was no point in me having the car in Dublin because I hadn't really decided about doing the test in Dublin yet. And then after that I was like, oh, I'm living in Dublin, it makes sense that I do the test. And I was living in Glasnevin at the time, so Finglas made sense as the test centre, whatever.
And everybody says saying, if you can learn to drive in Dublin you'll be able to drive anywhere.
Yeah, which I agree with.
Yeah,
because like, it's just like
nothing else.
I was way more confident on like the motorway and stuff. Like, all my friends would find the M50 really stressful. I don't. Personally, yeah. Love the M50. Big fan.
I'm like that with country, old windy country roads. I'm like, yeah, oh,
yeah, Kian gets very stressed about them, but I'm like, grand. Absolutely fine. This is my bread and butter. What was I saying? But anyway, yeah, so I started taking lessons in Dublin and I did a test with my first instructor. I had to go through like three separate driving instructors in Dublin as well, because this first fella, who I got on with like really well, but which might have been the problem. I think we got on a bit too well. Like I was kind of using it as an opportunity to like crack jokes and stuff. No, it wasn't even like kind of fancied. Maybe I did. We're everywhere, Keith. I wish you well. But I remember like, okay, so did the test, failed, whatever. And then I think I took kind of like a little bit of a break, but not like a massive break. Text him.
No,
to be
probably
like,
just the break that it takes to get another test. Do you know, like it's probably
well,
like
not
3 months.
To get another not even to get another test at this point, but I think it was just like I was again so traumatized about the whole experience.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if that was the test where, like in my head, I never really did anything in any of the tests where it was like the automatic fall three, you know what I mean? But as I went through the tests, there were a lot of fall threes, but whatever. And I remember texting him being like, hey, like, ready to go again, let me know, but like, blah, 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 when do you have availability? No text back. Ghosted, like, left on route by my driving test instructor.
Wow.
So then I found another guy who was really, really sound, really, really nice again, and got on well with him, and he was like a really, really good instructor, but again, probably too nice for me.
Yeah.
Like, I needed, at that point, I probably needed someone to just be like, get a fucking grip. So I did, ended up doing the test.
I don't think you would like have done well with someone screaming at you either, though.
But see, here's the thing, right? So I did I did the test four times with him. And then I think at that point it was like, right, give up, city. I'm over this. And then I was like, right, okay. I don't know whether I made the decision not to go back to him or whether, I don't think he ghosted me that
it
time.
Was a
I think
mutual.
I was just like, it was a mutual. It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
So then I got on to my most recent driving test instructor. I actually cannot remember his name, even though he was great. And he was like a little bit rougher. He was a little bit like a little bit cross. Not too cross, but like just a bit like if I was doing stupid shit, he'd be like, you know how to do this. Like, and you're just being whatever. He never called me an idiot or whatever. But he was just like, just a bit Bruce, right?
Yeah.
And whatever, went in, did the test. And I remember that test, obviously, because I passed. Well, I don't actually really remember doing the test, whatever. And then
nice.
I remember we went into the office and he sat me down and he's like, and I can see it, and he gets out the pass thing and I'm like, and I'm just like crying. I'm just immediately crying. I'm like, I cannot believe this. It's finally happened. And he's like, yeah, like you would have gotten, if you'd gotten one more fault, you would have failed. And I was just like, I don't care. And he's like, you take your left turns very wide. And I was like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, just give it to me before you change your mind. Because it seems like you're really on the fence about doing this. Like, and then I went out and I like, oh, I was like hugging your man. It was like really embarrassing now, because I actually, if you walk past me on the street, I wouldn't know who he is. I know it's probably the same for every relationship. Like, it's one of the most intense relationships you have through your driving instructor, where it's like, we are the best of friends, they're supporting me and everything. And then it's like,
bye.
Never to be seen again.
Yeah, it's like your hairdresser.
And that was it. I do remember, in terms of like the blurred ones, I remember just trying to do the reverse around the corner and just being so nervous. Like, you know the way you obviously have to kind of like hold the clutch or the brake or whatever, so that you're not, whichever pedal, who cares? But like, and you're kind of like, your legs shake. My leg was violently shaking. And then I remember there was another one, because Finglas, there's a load of schools around the place. And I think it was one of the earlier tests morning. So I think they were either on the way to school or like they weren't going to school. And they were just like, there was a group of them, like, and one of them was on a bike. And one of them went out onto the road on the bike. And I obviously was like, I think from the previous tests, I was like, just don't do anything. Don't do anything unless they tell you to. So like, I was fully imminently about to hit this child on a bike. So he had to grab the steering wheel and like move it. So at that point I was like, well, I've already failed. But then we were kind of going on. I was like, wait, maybe I haven't failed. But, and then that kind of buoyed me with like false confidence for the rest of the test. That I was like, no, maybe like,
this
that's
is
not
the
my
one
fault.
You passed.
No, this isn't the one I passed. Yeah. This is like one of the ones in the middle that I can't remember.
Yeah.
Imagine that was the one I passed.
Don't do anything unless they tell you is the worst advice you could give.
No, but like,
driving.
I know, but it's so, someone who sent in a story had a similar experience to me with someone pulling out on the road and them having to reach over across the steering wheel.
I heard of I can't remember who told me this story, but I heard of a guy going to do his driving test and I think he might have been hungover, and then,
oh God, no, that's not good.
They used his own car or something, but there was not enough petrol in it, so they had to go and get petrol then This sounds like bullshit, the more I tell of it, but they went to get petrol and he got out to go pay for the petrol and came back and tried to get into the passenger side of the car. You know, like you would if you were like not driving.
Yeah.
And the instructor was like, no, I don't think that. I think it might have been a lesson because I don't think you would do that with a driving instructor if you had no petrol. I don't think they'd bring you to the garage. Like,
no, definitely not.
No. I'm trying to think.
I wonder, is that an automatic fail if you don't have enough? There's so much of it that's like such a...
I think it might have been like a pretest.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's so much of it that's just like such a song and dance. And like, obviously I get, you know...
No, Vanilla, no, there's not.
No, but say you... Okay, I just kind of hate the fact that it's like, if you get a Mark 3, like at the start of your test, it's an automatic fail. And then you have to go through the whole fucking rigmarole anyway.
No, sometimes like, that's kind of
humiliating. I don't think they do.
Sometimes they do, I'm pretty sure. Because like I heard of someone like pulling out of the test centre and like fucking stalling or something. And then like they were like, okay, let's just go back. I can't remember what they did. They did something like pretty like hard to come back from. And they were like, okay, let's just go home now. And they just didn't do it. Because what's the point?
Yeah, I suppose.
I did it twice.
Rub it in.
But the first time I like got like three like big fails. And the second time, like you, I'd gotten like the maximum like 8 minor fails or whatever you can get. And then, or minor errors or whatever before. Like if I'd gotten one more, I would have failed again. I remember the first time I pulled out into a roundabout while there was something coming. And I think I drove over a pedestrian crossing while there was someone trying to cross. And I like, I did everything like that you really, really should not do. So obviously I got like big fails.
I actually did that in one of my tests as well before. I remember, if anyone has done it in Finglas, like the big roundabout you do, like if you're coming into Finglas from the motorway.
Little.
Yes, where Little is. I wasn't aware of the concept of like there also kind of still being lanes on roundabouts. So I think I was kind of going in between the two of them. I was just like wherever I wanted. And I remember, I actually can remember him like looking at me while I was doing this.
Marston does that.
As if to be like, you are absolutely crazy. And then him going back to the test centre and saying this to me and me being like, huh, never thought about it like that. Crazy.
I did about, do you know the way you have to do the 12 mandatory lessons?
Yeah.
So I did 12 mandatory lessons with an instructor that's like supplied by your insurance company. I'm not going to name them. But like it was like a package where you got 6 months insurance and your lessons all included for like €500 or something.
Yeah.
But it's like with this particular company. So I got that and it was like this specific guy is assigned to you. And he was like this owl lad and I knew all about his life. Like he was telling me all about like how he was retiring and his wife and like his kids and what they all did. Like I knew everything. And then I came to do my test. Or no, it came to my last lesson before my test and I was driving everywhere with my, like I was taking corners with my foot fully on the clutch, just like swinging them. And he was just like, he noticed after 12 lessons, he was like, why the fuck are you doing that? He started cursing at me. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, you were supposed to teach me for the last 12 lessons, but you've been talking about yourself. And I've been like, interesting. And he'd be like, we'd be driving around Gorey, like, and he'd be like, oh, that there's such and such, you know them. And he'd be like pointing out people he's taught on the street. And I'd be like, oh, that's my cousin. And like, we were just like, oh, just talking to shite. But he taught me nothing. So then I had to start. And I started my lessons all over again. Had to like relearn how to do it basically off like a family friend who was much, much better. Susie, if you're listening, big love.
Shout out, Susie.
Shout out to Susie. But yeah, she was so much better. And she was like able to have the chat, but also was like, don't do that. Like, come on. And I passed.
But so that was like me. I did the 12 mandatory. And then I did, I'd say, at least 50 after that, like at least 50 lessons.
Yeah.
But you like, I can't think about the money I'd spent. I'd love to independently tot it up, but also I don't think that'd be good for my mental health either.
Mm. But even if you think about like, what was I going to say? After I passed, I did not want to drive anywhere. I was still terrified of driving, which is, I think the point is, and all the instructors used to say this to me, it was like, you need to be like, be confident. Like, it doesn't matter if you make like little mistakes in your test, as long as they know you can, you kind of know what the crack is and you're like able to drive confidently. And like, I wasn't able to do that for about 2 years after, where I was like, oh, I finally get it now. Like, I know what I'm doing. And I'm not just like following the guidebook and trying to do things by the book.
That's what I hate about it as well. The whole thing is like, it's as much of a performance as it is a fucking...
But it's not a performance, because it's like, you actually just have to be confident. Like, Do you know what I mean? Because they could have fake.
Okay, well then it was a performance to me because I wasn't confident. No, so I sound to go in like cosplay being like, I am leaving it all here on the stage today behind the driver's seat. I am whipping my head. I am I'm not sashaying away when we get back to the office. Like I'm leaving here with a full license. Like it's
I get that because I was the same.
To me, it was like make you know you have to be turning the head and you
wearing
like,
the dangly
really
earrings.
Exaggerated like over the shoulder like you need to be like half okay. It's a contortionist routine. I'm driving. I'm doing spoken words. Like what? Do you know what I mean?
I have no idea. Do you know the hand signals? I'm like.
Your breed's going like doing a basket and like scooch close.
I have
hand
no
motion
memory of those hand signals.
This is slowing down, isn't it? I'm like waving my hand up and down.
Yeah. Is or it? Taking off.
And then one of them is. But see, one of them is so this annoying is like, as well.
It's like stop but go.
No, but that's if you're a guard. That's not if you're like driving.
But
is
which
it?
Is it? Is it stop or is it go? If you want to see what I'm doing, you have to subscribe to the Patreon.
Do you know what we should do? We should like retake the theory test for Patreon at some stage.
I went to do the theory test. Me and my brother did it the same day and he came out and we were both getting graded. They were like grading it in front of us. I don't know if that's like the normal thing.
I can't remember.
And he was like, they did Michal's first and your man was like 39 out of 40. And he was like, well done. And he handed it to him and then he was like grading mine and he looked and he was like, is this your sister? And he was like, yep. And he was just like, oh, there's going to be a bit of controversy or whatever. And he was just like 40 out of 40. And I was like, and it's the only thing, nice. Only time I've ever been better than Michal.
I think I got 37 or 38. I can't remember. Yeah, we should retake the theory test for Patreon. We might do that after this. But it's one of the hand signals is like you have to turn your hand in a specific way as well. And then the other hand signal.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You're, okay,
oh, yeah.
Breed's going like this. Breed's turning her finger in a circle like she's about to cast a spell. Like she's Harry Potter, like, woo! Or going on the Walters, woo! Screaming on it on faster! No, one of them's like, you have to turn it like this, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I have no memory of them. After I got out of that car that day and I never thought about them again.
But again, that's what I'm talking about, the fucking performance. Like, doing hand claps for your invigilator. Stupid word.
But I do think there is, there's something to be said for
this.
Actually, knowing how to drive and like knowing in yourself that you're like, yeah, I know how to do this now. But like, I don't think that comes after 12 lessons. Well, like for some people, they are just natural drivers and they have that part of their brain that just connects a bit better. But like for me, I'm not an engineer. Like it doesn't, I didn't have that brain. And
no,
I did,
all
it
the
took
bits
me
of my brain
genuinely
are
genuinely like 2 years to be like, ah, yes.
All the bits of my brain are still disconnected in terms
even
of
now,
that.
I have driven my car. I've whacked the back tire off a path probably 3 times this week.
I am regularly unsure about right away in a more cautious way. Not that I assume that I have the right away. Like I just assume everyone else has the right away because I'm a bit scared.
Somebody said recently that right away, I don't know if it was Mark, somebody said it and it was like, oh, right away means that you give way to the right, but that's not right.
It is.
Right of way.
Oh no, but no. Generally you're giving way to people on the right. Like
generally,
if you're on like a roundabout, on a roundabout. But right away, it doesn't always mean.
No, because if you come to like
from the right,
a T junction,
like if you're at a like you're confusing me now. Like if you're at a stop sign, like obviously the people. If you're at a stop sign and you're on a T junction, right? So say when you're coming out of my estate, right? There's a like well, there's traffic lights there, so it doesn't really make any sense. Oh, okay, but do you know the way? There's other stop signs in my estate.
Yeah,
that some people don't respect. Some of my estate people, anyway, like. You stop there, you don't have right of way, but the people who are coming and they don't have a stop sign, they have right of way. But that doesn't necessarily mean from the right.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And if there's the obstruction is on your side of the road, then you don't have right of way.
Yes,
like, even
you
if
have
you're
to pull in.
Yeah, but like so many people just don't care about that, including me.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, well, you should.
No.
Let's get into our stories, will we?
Yeah, well, I have the emails up here if you have the Instagram.
Yes, I'll start?
Yeah, go for it.
And just to say thanks to... Oh, someone sent in that Kyla Cobbler has the best driving test story ever. I think she's a highlight saved. So we might watch that as well for the Patreon as well and talk about it.
Okay.
And retell it because I haven't obviously watched it now. But I'll start, yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
And it's obviously, these will all be kept anonymous, but like anyone who sent one in is in the draw for the wagon hat that we had on Instagram. Bandwagons podcast. I was about to say at gmail.com, that's the email. It's just Bandwagons podcast on Instagram. Anyway.
You'll find us.
I'm going from the top on Instagram. Yeah. Not necessarily a driving test story, but my driving instructor regularly fell asleep during our lessons. I used to have to pull at a seatbelt to try and jolt him awake. So in a way, I didn't really cover what was done.
Seatbelt.
So in a way, I didn't really cover what was done in the 12 lessons, but still passed. Woohoo.
That's an actual.
Are you qualified?
Driver. That's an actual.
Are you qualified?
Do you know what
I'm
remember?
Not sure.
My instructor being like, "Oh, like lesson six is like night driving, but like I don't work at night, so we're just going to do it during the day."
I never did my night lesson either. I don't.
They
think.
They don't do like they just skip them, and then also you never are taught how to park, which is like the main thing you really need to know how to do.
Yeah, I still can't. Don't ask me to parallel park. I think parallel park should be in the test, to be honest, because it's...
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
this the emails are really long. So do you want to do a couple of them and then I'll do an email and we can like...
Oh, yes. OK.
So like that.
Not a driving test, but a driving lesson. I was out doing a driving lesson. I was trying to break the habit of looking down at the gear stick when I'd be changing gears. In the middle of the driving lesson, I went to change gears without looking down, keeping my eyes on the road. And I reached too far and put my hand on the driving instructor's knee, mortified.
Did you pass?
Yeah. Did you pass? Did you pass though?
I put all, if I don't know if you figured this out, but I put all the inbox messages in the general inbox. So they're just all there. It's much easier to find.
Someone else said, pass my test first time though. I'm not what?
Okay, it's fine. Go for it.
Pass my test first time though. I'm not the best driver. Only advice I was given. This is what I'm talking about, right? Only advice I was given that I think I did low cut top. Dangly jangly earrings, tie your hair up. They hear and see you checking your mirrors a million times, and if they don't, hopefully your boobs can distract them. I don't really have much, so I think the earrings did the trick. No boy or man who is doing their test is being told that. Not like, well, Mark's the exception, and Mark took it off after he got out of the
car.
He wasn't taking it off in the car. He didn't take it off while they were driving.
Yeah.
I know he volunteered, but like this whole, yeah, low cut, like.
No.
This isn't a criticism of the person. This was what they were told. But like, and I was told the exact same thing where it was like, wear your jangliest fucking it like earrings.
Whipping it around.
A high pony. That doesn't suit my hair and it doesn't suit a lot of people. Stretching out my head looking like Phil Mitchell. And you want me to drive around like that for the sake of hopefully he'll see me maybe turning my head and give me an extra few marks.
I don't think they'll I don't think instructors even fall for that. I think they just like, so. They're like, if you're turning your head, they're seeing it. Do you know what I used to try to do? It was like, they had an iPad and they were like marking you or whatever. And every time I did something, like you'd be like tippity tapping on the iPad. And I'm like, is that a good thing? Or, and I used to be like trying to like.
Have did a you do that the first time or the second time you did
it? Sneaky look at the iPad. I think probably the first time because there was a lot more tippity tapping on the first one.
Yeah, maybe if I'd just been like cracking the jokes.
I was like, is he writing down good things? But they're never writing down good things. If they're tippity-tapping on the iPad, you've done something wrong. Or they're going, yeah, pass. Like, does this fine? Like, they're going through the tick.
No, I don't. Because I know. Yeah, because I think they must be deciding which mark it is you're getting. Like, I think if they're tapping the iPad, it's not because you're doing well.
But, like, do they not have to be like backed around a corner? Yes, done. Like,
maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Keane got a faultless test and he likes to bring that up very regularly and he told me to bring it up for this episode and there's just a part of me that's like if you didn't, yeah, any first time and there's a part of me that's just like if you did it,
Keane is so diligent.
If you did it well, they're probably not tippity-tapping on the iPad. They're probably just playing Candy Crush. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they're probably just like, especially at some point, I'd say it's like they've already failed or passed so many people that it's like, right.
Do you think they get a mad power trip being a driving instructor?
I'd say some of them do. 100 But in the same way that like any job, you get into that kind of position of power.
Yeah.
Same like bouncers or anything like. Oh, yeah. And I'm not applying that to every bouncer. I'm not applying that to every invigilator. But like there are some of them. Like some people just get off in a bit of power. I remember whatever it is.
When I passed, like I was like shitting myself and we went back up to the room or whatever. And he was like, so where do you work? And I was like, oh, Pierce Street in Dublin. And he was like, is there much parking in Pierce Street? And I was like telling Mark this last night. And he was like, I think they just love like, he was like, do you reckon they just love telling people they've passed in a really roundabout way just to see them like react? Like yeah. It slowly hit them and it's like just total power trip.
100%. Do you want to...
Yeah, do a big long email. This is the only one I proofread last night, and I thought it was pretty, pretty funny.
I skimmed most of them, and they're all
I'm pretty sure they're all like funny above board. But okay, so first of all, so happy the pod is back, and I'm pure mad for you both. So I'm an Irish speaker from a non-Irish speaking area, and would have been a massive Irish language advocate, and applied to do my test through Irish. Very much of the mind that if you don't use the service, that it'd be cut in the next budget, etc. Which is great. I've never thought of that, but if you can't do it in Irish, maybe. You would skip a lot of queues and stuff? Do you reckon? Is there still a backlog?
So. Yeah, but I think that's like with everything.
Well, maybe that's the roundabout way. Anyway, not the point. At the time, driving instructors were telling people to book their test ASAP, even if they hadn't any lessons yet. So being a complete type A, I went ahead and booked my test in the nearest big town, Dundalk, after one lesson. To my shock and dismay, I got a date that was 2 years later and went on a full Karen. I wrote to the Commissioner Chonga and gave out yards about how I was being discriminated against because of being an Irish speaker. The office of the Commissioner Chonga went on a complete banger and got me a test date for the following week. At this point, I'd just like to stress that I'd only had the one lesson and I was absolutely shite. I learned how to start the car and dock my iPod and that was about it. Because I'd caused such a fuss, my parents were both of the mind that if I didn't keep my original date that I would seem very disrespectful to. That it would seem very disrespectful to. On the night before my test, I googled how to park a car, what is a fog light and dangly wing mirror accessories. met my lovely tester who was shipped down from Donegal to test me. All expenses paid, he told me. He said the local hotel was nice, but that the breakfast was bland. We had a great wee chat about what I was doing in college and he even offered to set me up with his son who was also studying in DCU at the time. I was grand at all the teary stuff, opened the bonnet for him and showed him all that and that my lights were working. When I actually had to get into the car, it became a bit of a shit show. I didn't do anything too bad, was able to get out of the test centre on a hill start and use the indicators. All the while, we were having a great old chat about his hot son that he was sure I'd love. After about 12 minutes, I checked the time on the dash. The tester said it was time to go back towards the test centre. I was a bit like, happy days, this wasn't too bad, and I was already imagining myself marrying into the Squirrel Talk family. However, when it was time for me to get my result, I did have a bit of a niggle in the back of my mind that the tester didn't ask me to reverse around a corner, but I thought he must have forgotten or that he liked me so much there was no real need to drag it out any further. Well, it was an awful shock that my new best friend had failed me. As it transpired, I was so distracted by our wee chat and the prospect of a new Gael Talk boyfriend that I had failed to progress out of first gear, which he thought was quite important. I was pure devo and mortified that I dragged this poor man 300 kilometres away for him to be in the presence of Ireland's shittiest driver for 12 minutes. That when the office of the Commissioner Chonga emailed and asked me how I got on, I had no other choice but to lie and say, "Passed with flying colours. Thank you all so much for your help." A friend of mine worked for Radio na Gael Tochta and even invited me onto his show to discuss my linguistic discrimination. Thankfully, this offer was made after I had made a tit of myself, so I had the foresight to politely decline that offer and sit in my shame. 6 months later, I had about 15 lessons and applied for my test in the next town over, and with great difficulty got off my Gaeilge high horse and sat the test in English. Thanks be to the Padre Pio window sticker that came with the car when I bought it. I passed it that time. I did get to reverse around a corner and as far as I remember, used some other gears. It has now been 9 years that my family absolutely love my spectacular fail and make sure to tell anyone who's doing their tests that it is also available in Irish. I'm not as shit at driving as I was when then, which is a relief and a big plus. But I am still mortified by the fuss and a fuss I kicked off all in the name of the native tongue. Yours in safe driving and mortification, Tara. P.S. Never met the son.
Oh, that's a misconnection there, isn't it? Like, despite it all, what if they'd come back together? That's a rom-com where it's like...
That is a rom-com. But do you think the dad kind of got the ick when she was such a bad driver? I was like, this girl is an idiot. No offense, Sarah, but like, he was like ready to pass. You drove in first gear.
Gosh.
You're not an idiot, but like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's assuming you've had your 15 tests and that you know how to drive, and then you get in, you just drive everywhere in first gear. That's, and he's just like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah, not good.
We wore tie-dye t-shirts today, uncoordinated.
Yeah, we're both. I'm in the ABBA one. What's your one?
It's an all-time low, Wake Up Sunshine.
Oh, yes. Hey, girls, just saw you're doing an episode on the driving test. I have so many stories about the driving test. None personal to me, but stories I've been told by other people. Sorry, side note. The one thing I will say is I'm pretty sure 100% of the stories you got sent in were from women, female-identifying people, because all of the rest of our listeners are gay men, bar Anthony Madden, if he still listens, and Cian, my boyfriend, and Mark.
Mark doesn't listen.
Okay, so these are stories this person's in and they've heard from other people. I was told of someone who was sitting their driving test and they got pulled in by the guards because they ran a red light. Another one was the person going to sit the test glimpsed at the driving examiner's desk when they were doing the theory questions, and they had all the tests for the rest of the day already failed. They didn't say anything about it and just went out and did the test anyway. When they got back, the instructor asked them, how do you think you did? And they said, oh, I know I failed. I failed before I even left the test centre, and told them they saw the failed certs beforehand. So the examiner had no choice but to pass them.
What?
No way, like, surely not.
What, is it like a filling a quota or something?
That's what they say, but I thought that was just all rumours. Like, I didn't think that was like...
Yeah, well, like, you can't just like fail people because you need to fill your quota that day. Like, either they can drive or they can't, you know?
Yeah.
What the hell?
And like, how do you not know that they were going to have passed anyway? Like, do you know what I mean? Not to be skeptical, like, I would believe it, but
I'd love to play devil's advocate there as well. I'd love to hear what the your man said in response to that, or was just like, oh no, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I have another one here for the driving test pod. So before my actual test, I had my practice test, and my instructor told me that I was capable of passing the test if I was in the mood for it. Basically, if I was in bad form, I wouldn't pass, but if I was in good form, I would. Lol. That's kind of rude of them to say. Then during the actual test, he showed me this sign. I'll attach it after this message. I'm going to show it to Breed, and the patrons will see in the video, but it's basically the one where it's like an arrow, but it's kind of like a zigzag arrow. Okay?
Okay.
You can see that?
Yeah. It's like a sideways Z with an arrow.
Yeah.
As an arrow.
Yeah. Showed me the sign and asked me what it meant, and I said bends ahead, and he literally had to say what type of bends, to which I replied bad ones. Then before I left the test centre, I stalled the car and basically thought I had failed, but said fuck it, we ball, so continued on. Was driving down a narrow street with a woman getting her child out of the side of her car, and I was too nervous to stop, so I just kept driving. When we got back to the centre, the tester told me I almost hit her, and he had to check his mirror to make sure I hadn't knocked her down. And
Jesus.
I still passed in
Jesus.
All caps. I think man just wanted to go home early, lol.
I think that's just unlocked a memory for me. Do you know the sign that has nothing in the middle of it?
No.
There's like, it's like a red sign with the white like border, and there's just like nothing in the middle.
Oh, Clearway.
Right, so I think I got that. I'm pretty sure this happened to me, or else I've heard this from someone else, but I'm nearly sure this is what happened to me on my first test. And he asked me what it was, and he was like, what does this one mean? And I was like, nothing. And they were like, he was like, just nothing. I was like, nope. Because it was just a blank sign. I was like, no, this is definitely like a trick question.
Why would they have a sign? Why would it be a sign?
What's the clear way? Why would they break a sign and not put anything in it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I suppose. I still don't know what a clear way is. I think it's that you can't park there or something.
Yeah.
We'll find out when we do the theory test questions after. Oh, I have one more and then you can go on to the next email.
What?
One more.
We're doing the theory test questions?
For the Patreon.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So I've done the driving test 4 times now, still haven't passed. And you will. Trust me, you will. If I did, you will. Still haven't passed. And on my second time, I failed for waving someone in ahead of me, thus taking the responsibility out of their hands if they want to merge in front of me. And then the third time I failed was... Excuse me, it was because I did not show due consideration for other drivers by allowing someone to merge in ahead of me. You can do that by indicating with your hand by waving at them. So yeah, love that. I did point out that I had been failed for doing the exact opposite of that in my second time. And the driving instructor went, oh, where did you do your test that happened? And I could literally point across the room to the woman who had failed me for allowing someone to merge in front of me. I still have not gotten an answer as to why I was wrong then and also wrong now. So that's great.
What
again,
the hell?
If anyone's an invigilator,
fill in the quota.
Let us know. And I'd like to get an answer to that person, because
that's absolutely pretty annoying. There's no such thing as taking the responsibility out of someone else's hands by waving at them to merge in front of you.
Well, I'm sorry. All of my lessons.
Like, you
No. Bree's like waving at me. What was I saying? When I was doing my tests and some of my lessons, I was told not to allow anyone
merge.
Like, through, yeah.
But, like, I'm just thinking of Gory Main Street. Funnels down the street. And if you don't let people merge, then literally no one would ever get onto the main street. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably a complicated question that neither of us are qualified to answer.
What's new?
Yeah, so we decided to make a podcast.
Crocs with no holes. A driving tale. This one's an on. Hey, gals. Beyond happy the pod is back. After failing my first driver's test, I did what everyone told me to do and reapplied instantly. I decided to go on the lurk for a new instructor, as my first, Pat, was highly dedicated to teaching me sweet fuck all. My dad recommended a fella he knew well. This in hindsight was the first red flag. Let's call him Paul. Paul was everything you could ask for in a driving instructor, massive male ego and physically and a physical inability to answer a text message. Sorry, I've read that arseways. Everything you could ask for in a driving instructor, massive male ego and a physical inability to answer a text message. After wanting to bury myself in a hole from the amount I had to double, triple and quadruple text this man, I had finally set up a lesson. This will be my first and only with Sir Paul. I get dropped off at the lesson and stand by the car plastered in his name. I look around, but there is no one there. Eventually, I spot a strange bald man in Crocs with no holes waving at me from outside. From the outside dining.
I hate that. Sorry. Are they not just gardening shoes, like?
So Hilda told me the other day that you're not, like, she goes, oh, you know, it's illegal to drive in Crocs. And I was like, no, it's not. And she was just like,
I don't think it is.
She was like, it's illegal to drive with them not in sports mode. And I was like, what are you talking about?
No, she's taking the piss out of you. You know, no, it's where you have the strap, like.
Yeah, I know. But her boyfriend was like, no, you have to drive with the straps on. If you're wearing Crocs, you can't drive with them. And they're both, like, dead serious.
Is it illegal? Okay, keep talking. I'm going to Google this.
I think it's just like you have to have a back in your shoe, but I don't know if that's true either, because people drive in bare feet and all, don't they? Like, weirdos.
Okay,
like.
Well, you should. Is it illegal to drive with Crocs?
Or like flip-flops or anything? I think it's not recommended, but I don't think it's illegal.
The reason flip-flops are generally considered dangerous on the road is that they're too loose. It's not illegal, but like, it's just not recommended.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Where was I? Eventually, I spot a strange bald man in Crocs with no holes waving at me from the outside dining area of a McDonald's. He comes over, Fanta in hand, introduces himself, then gives me a 5-star review on the cheeseburger he just had. We get in the car and briefly discuss my driving experience before going for a spin to see it in action. Paul brings me to a circular estate with many turns and starts shouting directions at me as if it were some bizarre game of Simon Says. He teaches me a little bit about gears and brags about how the car I'm driving is a rare type of Volkswagen Golf that he imported. Cool. We head back onto the road and Paul suggests we see what my roundabout skills are like. I was doing well until a woman pulled out before me, causing me to brake. It was ultimately the other car's error and a crash had been avoided, but that didn't stop this from being the most uncomfortable and bizarre experience of my life. Paul leans over me to furiously beep and give this woman two middle fingers, causing an all-out scene. We pull off the roundabout. On a roundabout! We pull off the roundabout. Paul has his passenger window open. A car pulls beside us in the lane close to Paul, screaming in a thick Dublin accent. That's a great example to set for your students. Paul graciously tells this man to fuck off. At this point, my ADHD, anxiety and lack of driving ability were combining together to produce the cuntiest collab of the century. Something that would put Jessie J, Ariana and Nicki Minaj to shame. It took everything within me not to go bang bang into the wall. Paul spends the rest of the drive laughing awkwardly and calling the roundabout woman and left lane man stupid cunts and wankers. Jesus. I can't believe your dad recommended this. I arrived back at the McDonald's intact. Somehow, gals, what I tell you, I was desperate for an instructor at this point. I had a new test coming up in a month. I asked Paul if I can use his super rare, super cool Polo Golf for my test, to which he enthusiastically agrees. Pulling out an enormous black diary and marking my name in all caps on the test date, I try to schedule my next lesson and he's like, ah, sure, give me a shout whenever, as if I wasn't attempting to give him a shout there and then. I leave it 2 days. I leave it 2 days before texting him to schedule. Important to note, for some reason, he couldn't take calls. I hear nothing. After a week, he responds, are you doing tests tomorrow? To which I remind him, no, that he has my test date written in his diary. I never heard from him again. I don't know if it was due to the embarrassment of his unprofessionalism that he avoided me. Still, Paul is definitely not the type to have any critical self-awareness, so I doubt that. Passed my test for Feb the third time after finding a legend of an instructor who would talk shit about Paul when spotting him in the car park. Currently writing this as I procrastinate the dissertation. Failing my degree is worth a wagon hat. not super true. Important, but I forgot to ask to be kept in on. Ireland is small. You can be an on.
That's very true.
That was good. That was very well written, and I hope your dissertation is half as well written as that.
Yeah, I will say the wagons always come through with very well written stories, and they add to the comedy.
I just only wish we could read properly.
I know. Yeah,
me specifically.
Driving test story. When I was told to reverse around the corner, I found myself up so far in the footpath I could watch the telly of the house I nearly crashed into. Passed first time anyway. Thank God for Hillstart. What the hell? Driving test. Saw a very good looking lad walking on the path ahead of me. I forget, remember this one. My hands followed my eyes and I steered towards the path, mounted path. Instructor asked me, did I panic when I saw an oncoming van? Wasn't even looking at the road, but said yes to avoid embarrassment. Test failed and lad was unharmed. The end. Disclaimer, I did pass the second time around. I love the idea of just getting so horny that it's like, I need to mount the curb.
I need to drive into mount this so curb.
just get the fan. Do you ever fancy someone so much you want to run them over?
We've all done crazy things to get a lad's attention, but that is trying to run them
girls
down.
We've all been there. Dating tips. Are you trying to get that boy's attention? Have you ever tried running them over?
You do another one.
So delighted to see you back, but I've such PTSD from failing my test during the week. I might have to give this episode a miss. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
During the week,
we'll get there. You will get there, I promise. And sorry about failing. I know it's really hard. Please keep this in on, as I don't want people knowing how low-key crazy I am. I'm just remembering this one as well. I was so upset about failing. It was my first time doing the test and I'm a bit of a perfectionist and I didn't know how to process failing. So I waited until I got home and proceeded to scream crying and I kicked the back registration plate off of my car. My ex that I was with for 5 years married his new woman this week and failing my driving test was still the most traumatic part of my week. Fingers crossed for me for the next time, whenever that might be. Keep up the great work, gals. You will get there. I don't even want to think about how you got the back license back on. How the fuck does that work?
Yeah, I know. That must have been some serious kicking. What are you thinking about?
I don't know. I'm just visualizing someone just roundhouse kicking their car, like doing proper spin kickback kicks.
Sitting there staring.
How many stories do you, how many stories
I have
do you
one,
left?
I have one more email. So you might as well do it.
Okay, we have three. Will we save them for the Patreon and then do the three test questions?
Okay.
I have three little ones more here. Yeah, let's take it over there. Okay, that is it from us. We are going to take this over to the Patreon for next week's episode. So come on over there. We have a few more stories from you guys. And I'm going to put the theory test questions to Breed and see if she would pass all these years later after passing. When did you pass your theory test?
Oh, maybe 5 years ago? No, probably 5 years ago.
Okay, let's see. More.
We'll be announcing the winner of the hat or winners of hats on Instagram?
Instagram.
Okay.
Bandwagons Podcast. And we're Bandwagons Podcast on TikTok as well.
Come on and like give us like support because we're only getting dragged over there apparently.
I know.
We're getting
trolled. I love how it's like all the many, many men with podcasts, but it's us having a laugh about Michael J. Higgins.
Yeah, and that man doesn't even have a single TikTok posted. Get off TikTok if you're not going to make TikToks. That's the point. Trolled.
Anyway, that's it from us. We will see you next week on Patreon in 2 weeks' time on the main feed.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.